We're going to tackle several questions and some answers about the UW Badgers football program. The team competes against Oklahoma State later this month at the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix. There will be a new head coach on the scene. UW-Madison named Cincinnati's head coach Luke Fickell as the permanent replacement for Paul Christ. There are lots of unanswered questions, including the possible departure of the starting quarterback and the status of the defensive coordinator turned interim head coach. Jim Polzin is a columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal covering the Badgers, Packers, and other Wisconsin sports. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm guessing there are two separate groups of people in the audience, Jim, people following every twist and turn on this story over the last couple of weeks. Some people, maybe more casual fans, not on top of it. Give us the nuts and bolts for that second group. What happened with this big head coach change?
Yeah, there were a lot of twists and turns really over the last 2 months, I would say. Paul Christ getting fired was unexpected. That happened on October 2nd. I think a lot of people, myself included, thought that Jim Leonard, the interim coach, would just move into the full-time head coaching spot. And Chris McIntosh had a surprise for all of us and named Luke Fickell, who I think is a really good hire. It took me a little bit to wrap my head around that hire, just in part because I didn't see it coming. I think McIntosh did a really good job of keeping that under wraps and not letting people know that he was even interested or Fickell was interested in Wisconsin. So I think it's a good hire. I think Jim Leonard would have been a good hire. I endorsed his candidacy pretty late in the process. And there's a couple of different ways they could have gone here. But I have no problem with the Fickell hire.
Now this happened fast. They posted the opening. And before I got my resume printed on fancy paper, this guy comes over from the University of Cincinnati. Why are people in the football world so excited about this coach?
Well, he spent 6 years at Cincinnati, which is, for those that don't really understand the landscape of college football, there's Power Five conferences, the Big Five, and Big Ten is one of them. That's where teams like Wisconsin land. Cincinnati's in the AAC. It's called the American Athletic Conference. That's kind of the next tier down. And those are called Group of Five programs. And Fickell led Cincinnati, a Group of Five team, to a playoff appearance last year. They went 13-0, had a really impressive win at Notre Dame along the way, lost to Alabama, kept it, somewhat competitive in the playoff. So it's a pretty impressive resume. It's 57-18. If you look at his overall win-loss record, I mean, I broke that down a little bit more in depth last year to kind of, to kind of point out that, 57-18 is one thing, but you got to look closer than that. But he's a guy with Big Ten background. He played at Ohio State, coached at Ohio State, spent a year actually as an interim coach at Ohio State, and turned around a Cincinnati program in rather quick fashion. So the resume says everything you need to know about Luke Fickell, and I think he's a good fit culturally and just in philosophy. This is still a program that wants to run the ball, wants to play defense. Wants to build from within through the high school players and develop them. Got a good Midwest background. So there's a lot of things that if you're naming the next Wisconsin coach that you want to check boxes, and Fickell checks a lot of those boxes.
Talking to Jim Polzin, sports columnist of the Wisconsin State Journal, about the head coach change at UW-Madison and what happens next. And one of the big question marks, I mentioned the interim coach, you mentioned him, Jim Leonard. He was the defensive coordinator. He was the interim coach. A lot of people, including you, thought he had a good shot at getting this head coach job. Now what?
Yeah, good question. It's kind of, it's been a waiting game from what I know. And I wrote something pretty in-depth that appeared in this morning's State Journal. It appeared online last night, just kind of breaking down why we've waited so long because, Fickell and Leonard met already last Sunday, 8 days ago, and then had a pretty in-depth meeting on Wednesday. And I believe they've met at least one more time. And from what I understand, Fickell wants Leonard or has offered Leonard a spot on the staff. I think Leonard's in a position where he can be picky. He's for the last 5 years under Paul Christ, he's run that defense with really no oversight. Paul Christ did not get in his business. He didn't meddle. He let Jim Leonard kind of run the show. And I think for Leonard to give up that autonomy would be a pretty big step back. And also, I think he probably wants a say in what defensive staffers get hired. So there's probably a lot being asked on Jim Leonard's part. Like I said, I think he probably deserves a lot of those things that he's asking for. And yet I can see Luke Fickell's side of this too. He's the outsider. If he comes in and gives up everything to, you know, the way I referred to him today in my column was the golden child of Wisconsin, right? Jim Leonard, everybody loves him as a player, as a coach. So Fickell's got to decide, you know, how much do I give up? How much autonomy does Jim Leonard get? And, you know, it's a struggle. Now, I listed two reasons that I think this could work, and I'm not predicting which way this is going to turn out, but the two reasons I think this could work is that Jim Leonard's just a different guy. He's pretty humble, loves this place. I think he's willing to do pretty much anything to not move his family. He's got three young boys because he moved around a lot when he's in the NFL. So I think that's one side of it. The other side is Fickell, like I mentioned before, spent a year as an interim coach in Ohio State, got passed over for the main job, and stayed on staff for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. So he's kind of been in Jim Leonard's shoes. So if anybody can understand what Leonard's been through and is going through right now, it's Fickell. So again, that's not a prediction by any means, but that's just, I don't think this would work for any people. But since it's Leonard and Fickell, I think that's what gives it at least a chance.
Okay. So 6-6 this year for the Badgers, that, you know, this led to the midseason coaching change, a bowl. They're in a bowl. Not one of your premier bowls, I don't think. What are the hopes for improvement, I guess, under a new coaching regime next year?
Yeah, great question. I mean, the challenging part of answering that question right now is you just don't know who's going to be on the roster. I mean, you guys mentioned in your opener that Graham Mertz, the quarterback, has already hit the transfer portal. So you got to find a quarterback. You've probably got to find other key spots, because I think that transfer portal is going to fill up pretty quickly as guys you know, at least give themselves options for the future. So there's going to be some outgoings, and frankly, there's going to be some incomings too. I think Fickell could very well bring some guys along from Cincinnati, other places. So sitting here on December 5th and trying to predict what's going to happen starting next September is really, really difficult, because I don't know what the roster is going to look like and who's going to stick around, who's going to come in, how this recruiting class is going to look. Cause that's another thing. I mean, they've guys that Wisconsin has committed right now are going to have to decide whether they want to stay committed. And I think Fickell's going to try to flip some guys from other programs, including Cincinnati, to get them on board at Wisconsin. So it's going to be a chaotic 3 to 4 weeks. I think the early signing day is in a couple weeks, but I'm expecting full chaos in December. And that only gets us to a starting roster. And we really need to see how that roster would adapt to what Fickell's going to try to run offensively and defensively. So going to be a busy spring, going to be a busy summer and fall camp. And I'm going to hold off on any predictions on how good they're going to be at this point.
I had seen, I don't remember if it was your reporting or not, Jim, the notion that a lot of the current players on the team like the idea of Jim Leonard turning from interim head coach to straight up head coach. Is there a thought that because of that, in part, other people might follow quarterback Graham Mertz and say, yeah, I'm going to see if other schools might be a better place for me?
Yeah, I mean, they were full endorsement of Jim Leonard, pretty hardcore as that process played out. And, you know, a lot of things get said in the heat of the moment. And some of them are just that, you know, if Jim stays, I'm staying. And we'll see if they, you know, if they live by that, first of all. And we really need to see what happens with Leonard. If he stays on as defensive coordinator, I think there's a chance that some of those guys, especially on defense, stick around. If he leaves, I certainly think that improves the chance of them going elsewhere. The thing with the transfer portal, and, you know, I don't know, I'm not really sure of Luke Fickell's philosophy totally just yet, but you can put your name in the transfer portal and see what's out there, and at least give yourself some options, and then decide to come back to Wisconsin. I don't know that necessarily means that every guy that goes in the portal is going to end up somewhere else. I will say that I think Graham Mertz is going to end up somewhere else. I don't want people to get hopes up, or, you know, the other way, that he'll come back. I think that's pretty much a done deal. So I think that's the caution I'd put out there, though, as this next week or two plays out, is that let's see where guys end up committed to before we start deciding that they're totally, the door is shut on them returning to Wisconsin.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Jim Polzien, sports columnist for the Wisconsin State Journal. We talked to him today about a lot of UW football updates, including mostly related to the team's decision to hire a new head coach. If you're following that story, love to hear from you with your reactions. You can email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.